seen a cop beating a guy. Wherever a hungry newborn baby cries. Wherever there's a fight against the blood and hatred in the air. Look for me, Ma. I'll be there. Wherever somebody's struggling for a place to stand. Job or a helping hand. Wherever somebody is struggling to be free. Look in your eyes, Ma. You'll see me. You'll see me.
There's some rage.
Yeah,
that's as hip hoppy as I like to get. It's rage. Zach De La Rocha.
All right.
All right, I'm ready.
Let's start.
Oh, we're ready for it.
All right.
2, 3, 9.
Levels. Reed, are we okay on levels?
You are listening to Flowing with Famous. As always, it is I, Famous Whitewater. With me is Mike C. of the Dorkwork.
Oh, yeah.
Network of podcasts.
Yeah.
Including Dorktown, Perfect Four, and, of course, Flowing with Famous.
Yeah.
We will be talking about all things Fresno tonight. Tonight on Flowing.
Today and every day.
Whenever you're listening to this, because it's a podcast.
However you enjoy.
Yeah. Wherever. On the go. In your car.
Doing dishes.
Right. Where do you enjoy Famous?
Please email us.
Flowing with Famous. Tweet us. What's the tweet?
At Flowing with Pod.
At Flowing with Pod. So we're here. We're going to talk about all things Fresno like we normally do. And there's a lot to talk about, man. So much always happening here in Fresno.
Sure. Rogue Festival.
What's that?
It's Rogue Festival time.
Whoa, it is Rogue Festival time.
We're in the middle of it.
We are in the midst of Rogue Festival. You know, Rogue Festival is...
What does Rogue Festival mean to you, Josh?
Do you want to know? For those who are listening who don't know what the Rogue Festival... And maybe there's someone.
Possible.
The Rogue Festival is a fringe festival here in Fresno. It's been happening for 12 years now. And Fringe Festival is essentially like... It's a performing arts festival that's not really... It's like do it yourself, you know? It's like put up some venues and have some people come in and do some shows. It's not juried, so there's no one saying like this show can be here, this show cannot. You know, it's like
it's first come, first serve.
Whoever wants to do their show can. And so you get a lot of crazy stuff. A lot of good stuff, a lot of crappy stuff.
Of eclectic stuff. It just can be anything.
Right. And in recent years, it has become sort of, it has this cachet. Well, so stepping back, there's a there's fringe festivals all over the world. You know, Scotland has one, Canada has a couple, San Francisco, Cincinnati, all these places, New Orleans. And there are a group of performers who just do this circuit, you know, they just tour around playing the fringe circuit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, among the fringe circuit and among these performers, like the Rogue Festival has some cachet. It's like it's like a big thing. And that's why we get these out of town performers coming in year after year after year. We get new kind of performers coming in every year, because when they're out at these other festivals and they're talking about the festivals that they've been to, people are talking about Rogue and saying how awesome it is.
Get some of the heavyweights of the fringe festival.
Yeah. So that's,
through Fresno.
You know, right. And so that's really awesome. That's a really cool thing that's happening. Some people, and I think it's mostly a net positive, right? Because you get these out-of-towners and the local guys suddenly have to step up their game, you know, because otherwise no one's going to see your show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Because here are these people who are coming through and their shows are tight and good because mm-hmm. they've been doing them.
It's good that you see you as far as a local festival performer, writer, whatever, creator, you can see how the kind of upper echelon of the Fringe Fest festival type of people do.
Yeah.
And you've got something to measure up to now and stuff instead of just randomly doing something.
Right. And I think randomly doing something's kind of cool too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You could do some cool stuff that way. And that's actually what I like most about the Rogue, was just the idea of, like, from a local performer standpoint, having it as a spot where, like, whatever your crazy idea was that you had that you never really had the opportunity to really pursue,
mm-hmm.
You can do it for the Rogue, and it's fine, because whatever, worst case scenario, you're out $175 or $200 or, whatever the money is to apply. But it could be really cool and, kind of take off. So, and I mean, if you think about some of the performances that came out of Rogue, Abigail Nolte and the Abigail and the bow ties blow. That was a Rogue, that specifically was a Rogue
thing,
for a Rogue,
yeah. And it kind of blew. They kind of blew up.
And
after
they're playing all the time now and selling out shows. And I think some of the local theater companies kind of, if not debuted things at Rogue, that's where they sort of got there.
Mm-hmm.
The people saw them and said, wow, these guys are doing some cool stuff. So. I don't know, Rogue, yeah.
My favorite are the, I'm not a huge play person.
Right.
But I've seen some cool, even though I don't especially like plays, I've seen some cool plays that I enjoyed. And the thing I enjoyed the most has been one was Blake Jones, when he just basically did like a talk show.
Right, the Underground Gardens.
Yeah, the Underground Gardens one. He talked about, and he had the old Club Fred owner there.
Uh-huh.
And he had the old Raging Records guy there. Mm-hmm. And so it was just a cool kind of way. It was really, I think I liked it because it was like a live podcast, really is what it was. And
I mean, I think
Blake didn't even realize he was doing a live podcast, but that's really what it was.
And I think, and that's the cool thing about it. It's like you have an idea of what you want to do, and you just kind of make it work. And sometimes it'll be really cool, and other times there have mm-hmm. been other times when people have done stuff and it hasn't come off.
I've seen a couple
so well,
of weird things that really kind of tank too.
Yeah.
So. I mean, it happens, but that's sort of the mystique of going. Hopefully, those are the ones that are like the $3, $5 ones. You're just like, that's a 20-minute thing or something. And you're just like, just see what the hell happens.
Yeah. And I think, that is all part of the fun experience of it, is testing your boundaries, so to speak.
But I think other than that Blake thing, the thing I really liked was Benji McAtee's band,
Rhoda Pinmarks.
Yeah, that was so cool.
Doing
they've done a couple of silent films, and they did the soundtrack to them live.
Right,
and they would play the silent film on the wall as they did the soundtrack live.
And
that was like one of the coolest things.
And to me, that's sort of the idea. What I like about the Rogue in terms of like the music aspect of it is having these bands like sort of stepping outside of what they would normally do and coming up with an idea show. So it's not just them playing their normal music. And there are a couple bands that just do that.
Yeah, but I've seen that before too.
Right.
And I was like, this is like horrible. It was like 2 p.m.
Right.
And there was this band who will go unnamed. Well, that they just did their like normal like cover. It was they're basically a cover band, and it was just 2 p.m. and they're just doing it. I'm just like, why am I here?
Right.
And so that happened. I mean,
right. I think that some people they know that Rogue brings people. There's an audience built into Rogue, so they take advantage of it, and they, it's first come, first serve. So if you get your money in, you get to do whatever. And so I think it is if you do it correctly and you sort of whore yourself out there, you can make some bank. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why the out of towner guys come in, because the application fee is relatively low, and if you can
if you're having multiple shows and your first show gets good buzz, it's going to be packed the rest of the time.
Don't I know it?
Oh yeah,
don't
you've
I
been
know
involved
it.
In some? I don't really know, Josh.
I've done several sold out performances.
Not just in your bedroom either.
Yes, right.
Whoa. Actual rogue. Whoa, whoa. What's that called? A rogue when it's a venue that's not
Bring
your own venue.
That's your next own. Year's rogue.
Is that what you announce when you're in your bed? This is a bring your own venue.
This is a bring your own venue, people. Check it out. Anyway, so yeah, rogue is happening. It's going through until March 9th, and you can go on their website and find out all about that. There's quite a few pretty cool shows happening. So a lot of out-of-towners this year, comparatively. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is a heavy, heavy out-of-towner year.
Yeah.
All right. Well. So. And we can be self-loathing in Fresno, so I guess it's more important that we see the out-of-towners because right. They're better than us.
They are better than us. They are so
They're
much,
from out-of-town, so they must be better.
That guy is from
they,
out,
and we it need their approval,
matter.
Too.
Bakersfield. It could be some guy coming up
matter.
From Bakersfield.
I need like, a Bakersfield.
That guy is
approval.
From Bakersfield, and I need him to tell me how,
tell
how
me
good
how
I am.
Good I am and how cool the right. Tower District is.
I love, yeah. Which is the other cool thing, though, about the Rogue is like, everything's happening within walking distance, you know?
Yeah.
So you just go and you
I like
hang
that.
Out,
it's you know? Like, it's very kind of a unique feeling where you get the, you're walking around and there's like a energy in the right. Tower District that's not there normally.
Right. And I was talking to a friend about this the other day and it was great because, you know, for the, that week, right, between like the first weekend and the second weekend, there's just all sorts of people in the Tower District that aren't normally there. A lot of mm-hmm. out-of-towners, blah, blah, blah. And so you just have all of these, like, weird, random people, like, but different weird, random people that mm-hmm. than are normally there. And it's really cool. It's a great feeling
yeah.
to
like
be
the
a part.
People
yeah.
that, and it's usually out-of-town people that do this. They'll have, there'll be somebody, a performer that's walking around with, like, their own, like, little billboard of themselves walking around, and they have like one of those little, you know, lunch,
right?
Like
a sandwich board, or
sandwich
whatever,
board
yeah.
of themselves, and walking around, and
trying to hype
cool.
up some business.
Yep.
So Rogue Festival, do it.
Yeah.
Rogue. Yeah. What else? You have notes. I don't ever have notes for these things. I should have come a little better prepared.
Yeah, really,
I apologize,
really, Josh. How's the beat going so far?
You know, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had my first story this week.
Yeah, about the Rogue Festival.
About the Rogue Festival. I had some posts up, so getting into it. Everyone seems to be, you know, I've gotten a lot of good feedback. So
cool.
Yeah.
They'll
you know what we could talk
about? Mike Oz.
Mike who?
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 We
could talk about
you,
Fresno Famous because
yeah.
You
we
know,
got a new,
I,
new
I
man
stepped away,
Fresno
and Johnny from Religious Appeal
mm-hmm.
Kind of came in, and he's going to be doing some stuff now. Seems to be doing really awesome. Has a couple
yeah,
posts
it's a
up.
Good start.
He's and
had a good start.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about it, and you know, I think he's excited about it as well, which is great. So hopefully, mm-hmm. we can get some people over there interacting with the site and keeping it going.
Yeah.
Cause
so
be,
yeah, don't just because Josh is gone.
Yeah,
doesn't
check
mean,
it out. No, there's still
Fresno Famous
did you
is
see,
still going.
Dale Stewart had mm-hmm. a video up of a song that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it? Did you?
I haven't watched it yet.
It's
I've
cool.
Seen that.
Did you read the little spiel about it?
Mm-mm.
So apparently, Dale at Fuse Festival at the Fresno Urban Sound
yep.
Experience this year saw Restronaut.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah, he loved him.
Yeah, and he loved him, and he couldn't believe the amount of like sound that he was able to get out of his ukulele.
Uh-huh.
And so he was like, "I need to learn to play like that. Like, I need to learn more strumming patterns. I need to get away from like just strumming. I need
yeah.
to like learn picking, whatever." And so he went back and totally like started learning picking patterns and whatever.
Finger picking.
and that's what he's doing now. And because it was because he saw a restaurant.
Wow, look at
and
that.
And I'm like, that's really
kid,
awesome.
Essentially a kid.
Right.
To Dale.
Right.
Is showing
inspiring Dale,
punk rock
yeah.
legend Dale right. Stewart to play better.
Isn't that awesome? When I saw that, I was like, and that's the reason. So this video that he posted was essentially him playing not one of his songs. It's actually I think he's doing a cover of a New York Doll song, but and he's doing some mm-hmm. finger picking stuff, and that's why, you know, because he saw a restaurant and he's like,
wow.
Yeah.
Don't know where I'm going. Don't know where I've been. If you could help me, darling, I'm gonna let you all boozed up. Got nowhere to go. Would be quite nice on the
awesome. I was yeah. like, when I saw that, I was like, that is so cool. Made me really really like Dale a little more than I already did. So
if that was possible.
If it was possible. So I think you have a new feature you want to unveil.
A new segment. Occasional.
You know what we'll have
feature segment?
Is get some segment music.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can get that going on.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
That works pretty well.
I love it. Metal.
Oh, is it metal?
Oh, yeah. You can't hear it? It's metal. It's so metal.
You're going to be so sad when it's not metal.
It's metal to me.
Yeah, always.
I mean, metal in the sense of, you know, coolness.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of metal.
I understand. What if people started using that term?
People use metal.
Really?
We use it. Reed. Oh,
yeah.
We use it.
All the time.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
That's metal. That's so metal.
Yeah.
All right.
Something that's cool that has a metal...
Like an edge.
Metal edge to it.
I see.
Not necessarily anything musical. It doesn't have to be musical. But like, you know, if you have a Ford Mustang that has something cooler than a regular Ford Mustang about it,
that's
you're like,
metal.
Oh, that's metal. All
right. I understand. So, here's our new segment.
You don't know where you're going.
I forgot exactly.
You're lost.
You have a new segment.
It's called. Well, it's. You know, I wish everyone kind of said. I wish that Fresno had. I wish that was different.
I wish
this was blah blah blah. Yeah. So that's what this. I wish that.
Dot dot dot.
Yeah. I wish that Fresno. I wish that the area around the Underground Gardens.
Uh-huh.
And out there on West Shaw 99, uh-huh. I wish that area was like nice.
Was better than, yeah.
And was like kind of focused around the Underground Gardens rather than just being kind of crap.
Whatever it
and
is.
And then there's then there's the Underground Gardens.
I often drive by there several times actually. And I don't even understand that it's there. You know, like I miss the fact that it's there. Because it is so crappy,
and it's it's one of Fresno's most unique and cool things about Fresno.
Right,
is the Underground
Gardens.
There
it is,
four-star Underground Gardens, and there it is, just right off the road,
but kind of
right
in
off
a
dirty freeway exit.
In a way, isn't that so appropriate?
Yeah.
Fresno, isn't that like, you know, that
you
we
could,
have this great thing and there
that.
It is in
that's
the middle
kind of a microcosm of Fresno.
Of Fresno right there.
Is there's these little hidden jewels
right.
that you got to look through strip
right.
malls and dust and weeds
right.
and graffiti and the sea, I guess. I don't
okay.
know.
I wish, go. You have another one?
Okay. I wish that this is kind of a similar themed Wish. The area around Blackstone on off of Shields and off of Ashland, that whole area was nicer because
where the hookers are.
Yeah. Because that's where the tour buses going up to Yosemite, that's where they all stop, is that kind of section.
That's why the hookers
are Best
there.
Western, and then there's those motels off of Ashland and Blackstone. They all stop there, and it's like a lot. It's Asian heavy touring for some reason. There's some sort of deal going on there.
I think so.
And so you see these obvious tourists like walking down Blackstone or like crossing Shields, going over to Manchester or something. They're kind of like they got this, you know, dazed tourist look to them. Like, what's
going on?
And you're just like, oh no! But this,
I wish that
this isn't Fresno. You just want to like put your arm around. You know, this really isn't Fresno per se, you know, like, so this is all they see of Fresno when they stop in is this like section of Blackstone.
I wish all of Blackstone was better, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if you drive down Blackstone and you see like all of these awesome old neon signs and all these buildings and things, you know, I think that it could be taken in a different direction, you know?
Yeah. I wouldn't know how to solve that or solve the around Forster Gardens, other than like bulldozing a bunch of shit.
Bulldoze it all.
Just leave In-N-Out there because people will come in there for In-N-Out. Stop for In-N-Out. And then all the other crap that's around it, just kind of bulldoze it and just do something nicer around that area that's all focused
park.
Around
put a park.
It. Yeah, park. Well, right next to it, the Underground Gardens is a property that they're selling, or that I don't know if they don't own anymore. I think Forest Air people still own it, but that used to be the parking lot and whatever. That's for sale. You could just make that a nice park or something.
Right.
Do something that's just highlights the Underground Garden somehow. Yeah. I mean, now that Fresno's only a million and a half in debt instead of 5 million in debt, we have to have more money.
We
to
have stuff to, we can just throw around.
Yeah.
Do we want to get into the? I haven't been really paying attention enough to the Fresno debt crisis.
Yeah. All I know is it's not as big a crisis now.
Yeah.
It's still a crisis, but not as big as it.
How will that change when we have to vote on whether or not we should privatize garbage?
I don't know. It might. It might.
That'll throw us back to the 5 million.
Yep. That'll dump. I know it's. We're spending money on that. Yeah. So.
I did hear, I think that there will be less police officers.
That's what they say.
Yeah. We don't need them anyway.
Yeah, really.
I mean, up here where you live.
Oh.
Yeah. It's county, right?
It's sheriff.
So it doesn't matter.
Sheriff comes around.
Yeah. Man, that kind of took me by surprise. If I had known that you were going to unveil a new thing,
know.
I would have come up.
I should have given you an earlier heads
up. I would have
up.
Come up with my
you
own.
You can come up with the next time.
I wish. But yeah, next time I'll think about it. I'm sure
I'm flirting with Famous 10. You'll come up with it.
Yeah, I'll come
rebooted
up.
10. We're on rebooted 9.
Nice. Man, we are kicking butt here. Mm-hmm. Taking names. Well, is there anything else that you have on your list? Because I didn't really come prepared again.
No, man. I think we really covered it.
Whoa.
Hardcore.
This could be the quickest Flowing with Famous.
Sure. Maybe, you know what?
It's ever been
let's
done.
Read. Let's hear some cool Fresno music.
Yeah.
Let's hear some.
Let's play that polka band.
Yeah. Now we need that whole full polka song.
No, we don't.
We're going to give Reed crap about it every episode.
Every episode.
Hey, more like, polka.
Remember when you played that polka song? I'm sure there is something that I'm forgetting to talk about, but we'll talk about
there
it next
usually
time.
Is. The big show's coming up this month for March.
You know what? I guess we could just step right into the plugs.
The plug it up.
I mean, I guess it's nothing I want to plug for myself personally, so maybe let's step
I just
want to
hear the plug music.
Talk about... Should we just listen to it for a couple seconds? Nice. But there are some events that I think are coming up that are worthy of talking about, and one of them I think is the Tioga Sequoia 2-year anniversary.
That's a big one.
Party. I think it's going to be.
It's an open house basically for their
you know
brewery.
All about it. Go ahead.
It's going to be March 9th. It starts at noon, goes noon to 6. It's a, they've almost taken over a half a block, basically.
Right there, downtown south of the stadium.
Yeah, south of the stadium. If you know where the Pep Boys is, it's right there, downtown there. Mm-hmm. And
the old Gardenside Studios for the old people. Yeah,
for those old musicians.
For the old folks like me.
They took that shit over.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just going to be like kind of a party open house. You just come check out the brewery. There's going to be tours of the brewery. There's going to be beer. There's going to be unique, really unique beer that you haven't seen before.
Uh-huh. Like?
Their sugar porter, their sugar pine, that porter, the new porter they got is going to be around. But I think you're going to be able to get that in bottles, like take it home.
Okay.
The double dry hopped.
Because didn't I have that the other night at Fresno Brewing Company? What the heck?
Yeah, yeah. But now you can bring it home.
Right, yeah. Awesome.
And the double dry hop, General Sherman.
Uh-huh.
And
explain that to me. Can you explain the
IPA?
Double?
Well, like, it's more hops.
More hops.
They hopped it again.
How can they?
You go through a process of hopping it.
How can they
And
hop
then they're like, let's
again.
Do it again.
Let's do it again. I'm tired of this.
Not enough. Not more enough.
There wasn't enough hops.
You're crazy. They call me crazy. I'm more hops.
I need more hops.
No, I won't do it.
I'll tell you what,
though. You'll do it and like it.
I think Tiger Sequoia, they're really hitting on all cylinders right now. I'm excited about what they're doing.
I think Fresno's
going
to keep growing.
Yeah.
They're really pushing hard to get Fresno a rep for craft beer. And,
yeah.
And this event is important for people to show up because this is also a way for them to gauge how much interest there is in getting a tap room going.
Oh, okay. So listen, people, if you want to have a cool ass place to go and drink beer that you're not going to get anyplace else, you got to show up March 9th.
There's going to be food trucks too.
Oh, yeah. I always love the food trucks.
Yeah.
Now,
Car Hop. A creative Fresno thing.
Are they
going to
have, and I only ask this because Modelo.
Oh, yeah. We are a test market for Modelo Light.
They tapped into the food trucks, and they had all these food trucks making specific dishes with this Modelo Light beer.
Oh, okay.
That then, you know, they...
Yeah. Oh, they tapped into our food trucks?
Oh, yeah.
To make it. Oh, wow.
Benediction and Casa de Tamales and Taco, I believe. They had them, like, actually, you know, making stuff and then with the beer and then had the beer for sale at some of the trucks, I think, at an event this weekend. So
that's funny because they're joking about that with Mike from my cruise from Tiago Sequoia. I'm like, you got to get a beer truck, you know? Yeah. He's like, oh, that's great.
Get
you know,
the
he
was heck like, out, beer
he,
truck.
He was like, great, you know, well, that would be successful. You can't do that. But apparently you can. Right. So I don't
what
know.
Would you need I, for I a saw beer
that
truck?
Craig, I saw that Craig Sharton, he was in some other city looking around.
And they had a beer truck?
And they had a truck. It wasn't specifically a beer truck, but it was a food truck that had beer, that sold beer as well. Now,
I think
if
a beer
another
truck,
city can do it, then we can
beer,
do it.
Just one giant.
Just a badass.
Like, you get one of those... like trucks that hauls around like the big tankers of like that they put
sewage
in.
Yeah, the milk, like the milk tankers, the milk.
Yeah. Ones. And, but you have it full of beer.
Yeah.
And you just tap that thing.
Yeah. Tap that ass. And you're just like,
man, that is such a great idea. Kickstarter.
Hell yeah.
I'm
That's
starting
a beer garden. You
tomorrow.
Can start a beer garden wherever the hell you want.
That's a good idea. I wonder what the...
Fresno would be all getting all crazy and be all, suck this up, San Francisco. Look what we can do.
we
can just park here, put up a little ropeage, and tap it.
Interesting. That has to be... There has to be conditional use permits.
Let's unconditional it. Craig Sharton's all about, you know, getting downtown.
That's
happening.
Really a great idea, though.
It can only be allowed in the downtown triangle.
That's it. The Tioga Sequoia... beer truck.
Yep. We're get it.
Let's think about
Enjoy
that.
Enjoy it. We'll be out for Fuse Fest 2013.
Man, don't even joke. That's March 9th is that event that Tioga Sequoia is putting on. And is there a website people can go to get more information?
TiogaSequoia.com.
Okay, there you go. Because I do think people should go out to that because it is, you know.
They're
going to have a bunch of bands playing. I know CF Sound is playing. I want to say, I can't remember the other two, but there's one or two other local bands that are playing.
Yeah.
And they're hoping to get a, I mean, they're hoping they're hoping to get a catacomb party kind of crowd happening down there.
Maybe.
And if they can do that, then, I mean, I really think that they'll continue on and, and kind of.
You got to support it, man. Yeah.
So support. If you enjoy good craft beer and also just goodness in general.
Yeah, if you enjoy goodness,
if you
go down
like,
there.
If you like good things in downtown, go
Fresno,
there.
Enjoy goodness.
I like that.
Boom.
Yeah.
You can have
so,
that.
So, can I?
Yeah.
I'm putting it up on the blog.
You can have it on
Fresno Beehive. Go check it out. Yeah. Mike, you've given me so much for the Fresno Beehive.
There's Bang Geek and then there's that.
Bang Geek and whatever you just said.
I don't remember. There's Fresno. Right. It's goodness or something.
There it is. So, all right. Well, I think, you know.
That's good. Hey, man.
We didn't talk
about. You have to go for a freaking hour and a half.
Right. No, we can't do that every time.
No. You gotta make this for somebody's lunch hour. They can listen to
it. Right. Just put it in. Put it in your podcast. Get it on Stitcher. Let's actually do the plugs. Now
the real plugs.
The real plugs.
Look for us on iTunes.
We're not there yet. I'm gonna plug some stuff.
Oh, okay.
I got some stuff to plug.
Well,
buddy.
I was plugging us.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Plug us.
iTunes.
iTunes and on Stitcher.
And Stitcher.
Yeah.
Give us a thumbs up on Stitcher. Give us a review on iTunes.
Yeah.
And then we're on Twitter.
On Twitter.
At Perfect Poor Pod. And there you go. That's all you need.
Perfect Poor Pod. What are you talking about?
Shit.
Whoa.
Flowing with pod. I got my
Reed,
podcast.
Can you cut that out?
Reed, can you fix that?
No, you don't have to fix that. Okay, so I will plug It'll Go Back.
Yeah.
We are playing on the 8th at CYC. This is the Checkered Past CD release party with a bunch of cool bands playing down at the Chinatown Youth Center.
CYC.
And so we'll be
where
down
it's
there.
Real.
I think 24-hour Bigfoot Attack is playing, Relion.
Of course they are.
Us, Checkered Past, obviously. So that is on Friday. And then the following Friday at Tokyo Garden is a really cool show. We have a couple of bands from L.A. coming in, The Manx and this band called The Parmesans. Parmesans.
Mm. You love them.
And they do like a kind of folk punk thing.
Folk punk.
So that's cool, and that'll be at Tokyo Garden, so check that out. And then have a couple shows coming up in April I think are going to be really cool. There's a South Korean punk band coming in. They're going to be at Audie's. We'll be playing that show, and then
you're going to show them how American punk is.
Yeah.
Like, this is what's up, motherfucker. I don't know what's going on in South Korea.
I don't know what you're doing in South
Korea.
But
look at this. This is how it goes down in the valley.
Yeah. So that's in April. I think it's April 4th. And then there's another show we have in April. So, you know, you could check us out at.
It'll go back somewhere.
I don't know. Facebook.
It'll go back, Fresno.
Facebook.
Search for it.
Just Google.
It's called Google.
Google.
Use
it'll
it.
Grow back. Music, punk rock, whatever.
Yep. There you go. Darktown Podcast.
Darktown Podcast.
Flowing the Famous.
Flowing
the
Famous. Perfect
Poor.
The Dork Network.
Listen, the Dork Work Network.
The Dork Network. I always get it wrong.
Yeah, it's tough.
But I'm excited about it.
Oh, who isn't?
I think we need to get maybe one or two more podcasts.
I've been trying to get Jefferson Beers to start his.
Oh, okay.
He had a cool idea for one.
Which was what?
And he's done a couple, I guess, that he hasn't put out publicly. Well, I don't want to say it because then somebody, because he hasn't.
It's going to be huge when
he hasn't
when
come
he
out with
it
yet.
Okay.
So,
okay, but Jefferson Beers.
I don't know if he's going to or not. I offered to put it out for him. But
yeah.
I don't know if it's going to happen. He seems a little shy about it, so.
Shouldn't be shy. He shouldn't be shy. He should get out there and do it.
I think it's a cool idea.
Because I think.
But it also sounds like a little bit of work, too.
Oh.
It's like a post-editing kind of idea.
Nope. Mleh. If I had to do any of the editing, thanks, Reed. It would never happen. So, well, if that's it, then that's
there you
it,
go, man.
You know, we'll
enjoy
just
Fresno.
We'll
it's getting all nice. It's all nice right now.
Yeah,
get out there. And
weather's
enjoy
starting
it
to get
before
nice.
You start bitching about it being too hot.
Get on your bicycle.
Yeah, start
ride
riding
out.
Ride.
And actually, that's another thing to talk about. If you are a Creative Fresno member or want to become a Creative Fresno member,
the bike ride.
We have a mural ride. Next weekend, the 10th. It's a Sunday.
See, that's a big weekend for Fresno.
Big you weekend. Go out to get the, on your bike.
There's a Princess and Frogs thing at the zoo. I'm going to be up in that crap up because I have to. Because I have my dad. On Saturday, it's going to be hitting that, and then we're going to Tioga Sequoia.
I understand.
Doing the mural ride.
I'm looking at your bike. You could be on the mural bike ride.
So. Yeah, I could do it. Yeah, I'm allowed. I have a bike.
Okay. I guess that's it.
Yeah.
So thank you to
now
you.
Now we're getting kind of long.
I know.
I need to shut it down.
Yeah. 5 minutes ago, everyone's supposed to stop.
Yep.
Or whatever they do. I don't know what they do. But thank you to you, Mike, for being here.
Thank you for coming here.
For putting all this together. And we and everyone for downloading or whatever, however you find us. And we will
give some feedback.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right.
So that means I get to do the little. You think people get tired of this?
Oh, yeah.
That flow beyond. Time is mine.